marketing is business and business is marketing. It's not a question of wanting to make marketing the center of everything that business is about, but it's a very important cog, and I think it's very important that we all recognize that, because ultimately that is the connector between business, consumers, customers.
Yes.
Yeah. And therefore we are, you know, an integral part of everything that goes on.
How does marketing continue to shift business, influence culture, and grow brands? To get insights on these and many other questions, we had the privilege of attending the IMC conference, which was themed Marketing is Business. In this IMC conference series, we spoke to creative industry thought leaders, where we asked them some of the most pressing business questions. For actionable insights which can shift your brand communication, stay tuned.
On the hot seat now, we are joined by the CEO of the Marketing Association of South Africa, Mr. Brian Yuyi. Thank you so much for making time.
A pleasure, Mongezi, and good to be here.
The Marketing Association of South Africa has been making great strides in terms of professionalizing the industry, making sure that marketing as an industry is kind of seen in different spaces. I mean, I've noticed that you're partnering quite a lot with not just universities, but some areas where content is being created to give people sort of CPD points. What have you seen as the change that that has kind of brought in people's interest in joining the profession?
Yeah, I mean, look, marketing is as old as marketing is, you know, whether, you know, sales and marketing, brand marketing, you know, and MASA has been, you know, an organization in this space in South Africa since, you know, the 50s in various forms. Mm. And in many ways representing sort of the interests of client-side marketers, so to speak. And, you know, for me, I don't know whether it's sort of creating the interest in it or... Yeah. It's more the continuation of the good work sort of that carries from before. But I think ultimately, for me, in very simple terms, the whole idea is to try and bring everyone under one tent, right?
Yes.
Because I think we all do aspire to the same thing. And that same thing is to see, you know, sort of the profession grow, the profession be respected, the profession have a seat at the table.
Yes.
And in a lot of the, you know, the sessions that I've come, you know, sort of this morning, and particularly the one between my new boss, our new chair, Kensani Novanda, and her boss at Nedbank. I think it was a very genuine, very open conversation around, from a CEO perspective, where he sees the role of marketing within sort of business. And as is the theme for this entire IMC, marketing is business and business is marketing. And,
yes.
And so for me, it's not a question of wanting to make marketing the center of everything that business is about. But it's a very important cog, and I think it's very important that we all recognize that, because ultimately that is the connector between business, consumers, customers.
Yes.
Yeah. And therefore, I'll be very careful not to try and blow our trumpet in the direction of we are doing this in order to kind of, you know, make ourselves more special than we are.
Yes.
You know, we are, you know, an integral part of everything that goes on within the ecosystem. And I think, you know, from a MASA perspective, it's always about elevating that presence, reassuring everyone that we do exist and we're here for everyone, not only on the client side of marketing, but across the broad spectrum, because MASA, together with other people, has always played that leadership role of bringing the whole ecosystem together. I think for me, ultimately, if I was to answer your question in a roundabout way, it's really about the one tent, solidarity, working together.
Right, right. So without putting you on the spot, you are a seasoned marketer yourself. You've been in marketing in Africa and abroad, and now you are at the helm of leading an organization that influences the industry. What is it about now, with the experience that you have, that you feel, I guess, you know, marketing needs to either be more represented or changed so that a young Brian coming into this space sees this organization or is becomes part of this organization and feels proud about marketing, especially on the continent and abroad?
I mean, look, so the battle is on in terms of talent, so to speak. And I'll go back to sort of my previous experiences around that and how that sort of shapes into what I'm doing now. But the battle is on, and I saw the one speaker, if I actually Shao Basil, who he probably doesn't remember me, but I remember him from his Castle Lager days, who spoke about the sort of that old age view of the past, which was you either become an accountant, a lawyer, or an engineer kind of thing, right? And again, let's be honest, the world has changed, right? So there's many ways that especially the young see the world now. And really, marketing is probably not the first thing that will, if we went into any high school right now, so what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
I doubt any of the kids would be like, I want to be a marketer, because what is marketing? So part of what we're doing at Masa is exactly that, sort of trying to create that interest, not only at sort of entry, tertiary entry level, but we are also in the next few months also going to start going into sort of, you know, high school, secondary school sort of approach to try and create a groundswell, create the excitement around youngsters wanting to be marketers. And then when they get into tertiary, then other than the standard BCom, IT, or whatever it is that people want to do, do some marketing electives or actually do a pure marketing degree that then sees you enter the industry. And that is partly why we have these now matured, if you like, because it's been about 3-4 years now, with academic institutions, you know, 13 of them in South Africa. And this is to encourage youngsters to get into the bandwagon. And just to bring, you know, sort of, you know, to circle back on the full question. A lot of that for me is informed from my early experiences. Yes, I started in brand marketing as a trainee brand manager at Lever Brothers in Zambia. You know, sort of moved around, and then I ended up in at Unilever in Durban in 2006, doing what was called, it's a job that I had to take because I really didn't have an option because there was a lot of change at Unilever at that time. Marketing excellence manager, and I was like, what is this about? But effectively, it was marketing capability building within Unilever, Africa, Middle East, and Turkey. And the point at that stage from a Unilever point of view was to have functional experts or people who'd done the job to work with the rest of the business to help develop, you know, sort of the next generation of talent, fill up the pipeline. And I think the one thing that I learned very quickly in that job was that it's a lot easier to get them while they're still young. Because, you know, at Unilever at that stage, a lot of what we were doing in marketing was shaped by what the greater organization, you know, top level CEO all the way, we're trying to do to shape the business. And that came through because Unilever was a, well, is a very brand-centric, brand-led organization. So quite a lot of change management, if you like, was actually coming via the marketing function. And for me, experience taught me that, you know, it was a lot easier to excite the new young grads who are coming into stream and then sort of build them up like that and then do what you had to do with the more senior people and move the organization like that. And I'm proud to say, you know, just today walking around IMC, the number of high fives, hugs, you know, just quite a lot of people that I've known from my sort of capability building days. And that carried on also at SAB Miller Africa. I was doing a bit of that plus strategy development as part of capability building. So I think it's a shape, the shaping of all of that, Mongezi, for me, is those lifelong experiences. And when I was asked to get sort of get into this job at Masa, it was effectively that, I think. It was a coming home moment in the sense I was actually going to be doing what I'd been doing the 10, 15 years before that, which is really the people aspect of marketing. So, and look, just in closing, I spend very little time looking at marketing creative. Most of my time is spent looking at legislation, policy, you know, sort of the dull, boring stuff that no one wants to look at. But I think that's the job. The job is for us, in the words of one of my great friends, Ivan Moroke at Kantar, the job is that of doing, you know, the unseen. The things that people don't get to see, but are very important, in, you know, to keep industry going. We are the civil service of the industry, so to speak, and that's what I spend quite a lot of my time on.
So you've spoken about, I suppose, getting people into the industry. You've spoken about the rise of individuals in the industry. You also talk a lot to the C-suite, the CMOs, the people who are really seasoned and really changing brands and changing culture through their work in brand level. What are some of the common trends that are coming up in those conversations?
I think, look, quite a lot of them, sit on the Masa board. Others are people that I know from previous experience. Others are people that I get to know because they're sort of key stakeholders of Masa. So from an individual perspective, a lot of these are the most excellent marketers you ever come across in their own individual right.
Yes.
And they're doing some of the greatest work that you can ever imagine across the spectrum. But, at the end of the day, marketing is part of, sort of the broader business.
Yeah.
And I think, again, Jason Quinn, CEO of Nedbank, put it very well. You are a business leader first before you are a marketer. So, and I think that is ultimately what this is about. This is about Mongez in the sense you grow in as a technical specialist, understanding your craft. Mm-hmm. But as you grow higher, you need to become a business person and a business leader.
Yeah.
So it goes beyond just marketing speak. This it becomes true. Business speak because ultimately your job is to help craft the marketing strategies and plans that help drive the broader business objective. That is what it comes down to. And this is a theme across the very best of the best of, all the people that I deal with. That is the stark reality that is front and center of their thinking at all times. And half the time it would be like, and now, Brian, what?
Yes.
No. Tell me something that will help me do my job better in order to drive, the business that I work for forward.
Brian, we have a question that our guest leaves for our next guest. And one of our previous guests was Steve Babayeko, the CEO of Extreme Ideas. And Steve raised a pressing issue about how difficult it is for African creatives to move across the continent easily in comparison to creatives in the West and their movement and the movement of creativity and creative ideas there. So the question that he left was, what can we do as a continent to enable the free mobility of creative talent across Africa so that collaboration and growth aren't hindered by visas and visa barriers?
Gosh, it's a highly political point. It's not like it's a practical question.
Yeah.
I think very easily, Mongezi, look, we all have to accept and be aware of sort of the structural bureaucratic setups of what Africa is.
Yeah.
It's something that we need to change over time. It's probably a difficult conversation to have now because of sort of the broader political narrative across the world, which is more insular. Everyone is looking at themselves only. And this is largely because the cake is getting smaller. So when the cake gets smaller, everyone turns around and goes, no. There's only so much. But ultimately, that's the solve, right?
Yes.
The solve is, sort of whatever it ultimately looks like, the whole open borders idea, but open borders with control.
Mm.
And I speak as an immigrant myself, so to speak, from a South African perspective. I was lucky I was able to move around at a time when Unilever saw Africa as one big business. So they were able to move talent within Africa very seamlessly.
Yes.
Very few companies are doing that because it's costly, it's too, and then obviously times have changed, it's a lot harder to get visas and all that. But we need to get to that point. And if at all the argument from a political or government perspective is that creative industries are the next big thing that will help elevate Africa over and above the usual old mineral resources, then there has to be new thinking around how these things are seen and create pathways or ability for people to be able to do exactly what, Steve was, sort of talking about, because that's what it comes down to. And for me, ultimately, as a collective, we are stronger than, we are in our separate parts. It's a given. However, I'll caveat that by saying, look, it's complicated.
Yes.
It's complicated because, life is no longer the same.
This is true.
Yeah.
And I think from what you're saying, what I also get is that business also has a role to play. I think you keep using Unilever as an example, but like in that space, business had a role to play, and business kind of has a role to play, so all the role players can come together to enable the spread of creative ideas. But also, there's also the internet now, there's also digital, right? Like, that could also enable the spread of ideas.
Definitely. I mean, the one sort of my rebuttal would have been, well, I mean, why do you need to move around? All you need is a high-speed internet connection.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think there's a whole difference. I mean, you and I vibed a lot more when we actually met.
Yes.
And talked.
Yes.
And that's the difference in life, isn't it? Body language,
yes.
Connection.
Yeah.
We're able to see each other and have that conversation. So, yes, technological connection, yes, but I think interpersonal
yes.
Understanding of markets. And, you know, again, to reference Unilever and to a large extent, SAP Miller, where it was a lot more fun in the sense. SAP Miller, you spend a lot more time in bars trying to understand consumers. At Unilever, you spend a lot more time in kitchens trying to understand how sort of people cook.
Yeah, and kitchen and bars work well together.
Exactly. But I think the point there is consumer insights, right? It's really about, you know, getting immersed in the cultures, the deep cultures, understanding the markets. And that can only be done in person. So, yes, look, there's a lot of work to be done. And again, without getting too political about this, that then again raises this whole issue around digital natives and
yes.
You know, the skew that they bring into local economies. Look, it will wash out. The thing, you know, for me, my personal view around difficult issues is always ultimately common sense usually prevails.
Yes.
And it will.
Yes.
It might take a few years, but common sense will prevail.
Yeah. Brian, now it's your turn to leave a question. I mean, I've asked you very many questions. Now you get to ask one yourself. And we ask our guests to pass the mic to our next guest.
Jeez.
By asking a question about their creative process, creativity, marketing, the state of the industry, or even life for that matter. What
right.
question would you like to leave?
Who do you have coming
guest?
Up?
I don't know.
You don't know. If you had someone I knew who was coming up, I'd ask a very specific question. But look, I think broadly for me, I think it sort of revolves around the key aspects we've talked about. You know,
yes.
What does the future hold, and how do we ensure that as a collective we unite in order to keep driving, you know, sort of the profession, the industry forward? And you know, in that sense, I just don't mean the client side, you know, of marketing, but the broader collective, everyone
yes.
involved, creative, client side, new age, martech, you know, everybody involved in the business of bringing products and services to consumers. How do we get under one tent and ensure that we can protect ourselves and, you know, with that drive our sort of industry forward?
Brian, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and also we really appreciate the work that you're doing with Mesa to ensure that you elevate and uplift the industry as well as people who are coming into the industry. And yeah, that work is making a huge, huge difference. So we appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Thank you very much. Thank you.